And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
We're joined tonight by Pastor William Renneke. In another hour, we'll have R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. Pastor, I wanted to bring you on the show tonight because of the Christmas season. First of all, the very best of the holiday season to you.
I appreciate that very much, Phil, and the very best to you and to your listeners.
And you have a sermon that you're giving the last few weeks called Crisis in Faith that is particularly applicable to this time of season.
The sermon that I'm giving called Crisis in Faith is applicable because I got the last 3 weeks, it came to me, I was reading mail that I had received from members of our congregation. And I received a letter from a young man named Josh Watson. And he wrote to me, he said, Pastor, I'm trying to stay steady in my faith. I'm trying to stay steadfast in my faith. And he said, Pastor, I'm trying to pray to be like Jesus himself, the rock. But he said, it's very hard at this time of year. It's difficult to stay faithful to God, our Father in heaven, when I think of what he has done. And here, Phil, is the inspiration for Crisis in Faith. The interesting part of this young man's letter, he said, that when Mary became with child, on that blessed occasion that she became with child, the world sang out of joyous praise and celebration because she was carrying the Son of God.
All right.
Except for one man. One man who suffered. Man who suffered a little humiliation on that day. He was a man who was usurped by another, if you will, and that was Joseph.
All right, Joseph, the man who was Jesus' father here on earth.
Well, that was Joseph was not Jesus' father. He was his stepfather. Mary had gone out and become with child, and Joseph had to be still. He had to sit there and take it because the man that Mary got pregnant by was God Almighty. And there isn't a lot you can do when you're faced with that kind of humiliation.
All right, well, hold on for a minute. You're a man of God.
Without question, yes.
All right. You call this a humiliation. His wife was about to give birth to the Son of God. If you're a Christian, you believe that...
Jesus was the Son of God, absolutely.
All right. Well, why would Joseph be humiliated and not joyous?
Well, I thought about that a very long time, and I prayed very hard and very long on that. I tried to put myself in Joseph's shoes. Then my wife would come to me and say, I'm pregnant. But it wasn't by any man, it's by God. And she said, I'm pregnant by a miraculous conception.
All right.
Now, Phil, imagine your wife comes to you and tells you, I'm pregnant and God made me pregnant. You'd want to have that woman institutionalized, that's number one. And number two, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd go downstairs, I'd start to load up the shotgun shells, birdshot, and I'd go find the man that did that. I'd go and find him, and I'd send him to hell on a shutter. May God forgive me.
All right, well, look.
And may God forgive me. But, you see, that would be my first reaction. But Joseph was a man of such humility, and he loved his wife so much, he sat there and he sucked on it. And to me...
Well, wait. To interrupt you, Pastor, Joseph was Mary's husband.
That is correct, yes.
And he was, in the Bible, they say he was the father of Jesus. Now, all right, I understand what you're saying. He's technically a stepfather. Are you saying that he should have gotten angry?
I am saying, Phil, that it is... in the Bible, we learn that these are men and women who are doing the work of God. And so their reaction, very human. And I wouldn't doubt it at all if Joseph didn't get a little bit bent out of shape.
All right, do you really think the pregnancy of Mary, though, was a humiliation for Joseph?
Well, I want you to think about that. Sit back and think about it. You walking down the street, you're Joseph. Hey, Joseph, I hear your wife is pregnant. It ain't by you. And here's where I prayed and prayed on it. And this is why, praise God, Joseph is beloved of God and why we look upon him as a singular inspiration. He was so filled with love for his wife.
Hey, Pastor, hold on. You're not preaching, okay?
I understand, but I want you to know, Phil, this was a revelation.
All right, but just calm down. You're not preaching in the... You're just talking... You're just talking on the radio.
All right. But he was filled with such love for his wife, and he was such a decent man. Maybe because when he was younger, he did this to another man. I don't know. You never know. That when he found out his wife went out and got pregnant, he kept his big fat mouth shut, and he sat there, and he sucked on it, and that's humility. That, and I'll tell you something else. There's a man among us who could do that. And I'd act at you.
Wait, if my wife said to me, I'm pregnant, and it isn't your child, probably no.
Probably no. No, for sure. Any man get my wife pregnant, and may God forgive me for what I'm going to say. I pray on this. But if any man got my wife Claire pregnant, I would take my gat, I'd stick him in the ground. My God, forgive me. But Joseph didn't do that.
Well, what exactly is he going to do? If Mary is indeed, and I'm going to give our phone number out, Pastor William Rennick with us from Joyful Union Congregation, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. What exactly is he going to do? If Mary is indeed with child by the Spirit of God, what is it that he's going
to
do?
Well, it's not uncommon for people to be angry with the Almighty, and I think God expects, God knows we are not perfect. And he may get angry with, we may get angry with him, and God would surely expect man to be angry when he finds out that the Almighty himself, you see, God himself knocked up his wife and didn't have the common decency to give the man credit.
And what do you mean he knocked up his wife?
I'm using the colloquial term, but God, in essence...
Well, you're saying God knocked up Mary. We are told that this was the Immaculate Conception. If we're to adhere to the spiritual liturgy, correct?
Absolutely.
When you say he knocked up Mary, it sounds a little crude and street.
Well, but again, nobody ever thinks about Joseph on that day that Jesus is born. And the Bible tells us, and I want to look for it right here, Phil. The Bible tells us Joseph, when he saw the child, the one called Jesus, he was reminded of the Almighty visiting this humiliation upon him and resisted the temptation to pick up a harvest tool and spear the child the way you would a hot dog or a smoky link or what have you. Now, one of the things...
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
What? Are you saying that Joseph felt violent toward Jesus?
No, but I'm asking you and your listeners to consider. Here is a man whose wife, she got pregnant, one by him. She's with child, it's not his child. And now that child is born. And now that child walking around town, yeah, I'm Jesus, I'm the Son of God. What up? He's in the temple, he's talking. 12-year-old boy talking in the temple. And when Mary said, you got to come home, he said, woman, I'm about my father's business. You might as well have told her, you take that, you can shove it. You imagine she come home, she said, Joseph, you know what Jesus said? And Joseph's gritting his teeth. He said, oh, you mean the kid you had by God, quote unquote? She said, yeah. He told me to go and pound it. I said, well, you know. And so, in other words, Joseph was a man of humility. And I've got to pray on that.
Look, I don't think the Bible says anything about Joseph ever wanting to hurt his son, Jesus. There's nothing in there.
But he must have had feelings of resentment toward Jesus, walking around like he's some big shot. Jesus walking around like a big shot, some snuff-nosed brat, talking in the tail. Everybody tell everybody, hi, I'm God. Man, I tell you, whoa. Well, that takes a pair. You got to have brass. Joseph must have wanted to lash out at that child, but he didn't. He kept quiet, and I suspect it's for two reasons. He loved Mary. And he was a very holy man. And two, because in his younger days he probably was in sin with many women and left his progeny all over the Upper Galilee Valley and parts of Syria. It's the only thing I can think of. And I'm trying to pray on this.
That's a very unusual way of looking at Joseph.
That is what we do at Joyful Union Congregation. Joseph, his wife, pregnant by some other, some other guy.
But it was God.
It was God, but it wasn't his kid. Now God said, here, Joseph, I'm going to make your wife pregnant. It ain't going to be yours, and you got to walk around and like it. Man, I have to pray on that.
Does it make you not have faith in Christmas?
Doesn't make me not have faith in Christmas. Makes me think about God as some kind of a, sometimes, God forgive me for this, it makes me think God's some kind of a wise ass, you know, like, hey, I think what I'll do is go down and make that man, what, pregnant, and he's going to have to sit there and suck on that. And I don't think it's right.
When you say suck on, in other words, God is humiliating that man on purpose.
I don't think God has ill intent, but I think by virtue of his acts, sometimes he come off like a little bit of a smartass. And what I'm saying to you is Joseph had to deal with this.
And we respect Joseph today, if we are Christians, because he was a man of humility.
Man of great humility and great love for this woman, that he never said a word. God, in essence, you know, forgive me, Phil, but God, in essence, just squatted one out right on top of Joseph, and he just smiled right through it. Picking his teeth clean the whole way.
All right, hold on for a minute. Pastor William Reinick, a very interesting man who thinks very, very, I would say, very unconventionally about his faith. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Pastor Reinick about Joseph, the wife of Mary, excuse me, the wife, the husband of Mary, who knew full well his wife was pregnant and not by him, and yet he took it, didn't complain about it. Could have been a very big humiliation, and Pastor Reinick says that even he and all of us, what man among us could handle that humiliation, and even resisted the temptation upon the birth of Jesus to pick up a farm implement and spear the kid with it like a hot dog. 1-800-449-8686. So we respect Joseph because God humiliated him and heaped it all on top of him, and he just smiled right through it, wiping the crap away from his eyes. 1-800-449-8686 as we're visited by Pastor William Reinick tonight on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. God's favorite radio show. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Talking with Pastor William Reinick with Joyful Union. Can you tell me a little bit about your congregation, Pastor, before we get back into what it was you were saying and take some phone calls? How many people in your congregation?
We've got about 850 full-time congregation members. But we've got associate members. We've got a middle school. We've got an elementary school. And we have done some remarkable work in our community, convincing our young people especially to return to the Word of Jesus. But I've got to tell you, this was a young man who wrote me this letter.
And this was a young man, this Josh?
Josh Watson, right. And he said to me, you know, Pastor, I love God, but man, I tell you what, my woman come to me and said, God made me pregnant. Man, I'd want to hurt someone. I'd want to hurt myself. I'd want to hurt something. I'd want to hurt an animal. Small child, something. I got to thinking about that. How did Joseph feel about that? He must have felt like God, and forgive me, and God forgive me, he must have felt like God did a number two on his head. And I will tell you...
All right, again, you have to be a little careful with the way you phrase things.
I'm just saying that this is what the Holy Ghost is telling me to say. See, I'm not trying to offend you, I'm saying... And when I speak only...
Okay.
...through the Holy Ghost.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mary, go ahead. Mary?
Yes.
You're on the air, Mary, with Pastor William Reinick.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
I disagree with what you're saying because during that time, the Hebrew people knew and understood the way of the Messiah, and the women kept themselves for that, and the Lord, excuse me, went to Joseph, and told him, and he accepted that because this is, they waited for this, they hungered for this,
are you all right,
they prayed for this.
I don't think she's okay.
No, you're just coughing, right, Mary, you okay?
Yeah, my throat is just dry because the air is dry. I'm driving in the car.
Air is very dry. Where are you right now, dear?
I'm in Manchester.
Manchester, New Hampshire?
Oh, yes.
Have they got any black people up there?
You have got a lot of black people up here.
I'm just kidding around. Mary, I want you to know that I agree with what you're saying. But I'm looking at it from a man's point of view.
You're looking at it in the flesh, you see, and you got to let go of that.
And
if you're going to claim to be in the spirit, then you need to look at it from the spirit aspect.
Don't you think
which
that?
Is knowing the spirit of the Lord never touched any sexual part of that woman's body.
Well, now, come on.
But the spirit injected into her womb God's word, his literal word, which manifested and became flesh and dwelt among us. It says in John 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Right.
God himself
right.
came in the flesh.
You look
the
at
only
Matthew,
part Mary was mother to was the flesh part. The woman was
the door for God to come into the room.
All right, hold on, everybody.
His blood
hold on.
For the redemption of sin.
Hold on, everybody. So Mary is quoting, I think it's Matthew, right, Mary?
Right. No, she was quoting John. I'm quoting
John.
Matthew.
John 1.
And she's talking about how it ought to be. But I'm talking about how it is. And let me tell you
I'm talking about how it is.
Way
I'm
a man feels
when
a woman comes to
word.
Him and says to him, I'm pregnant and it ain't yours. Man, I want to get myself a farm implement.
They were expecting this. They waited each generation for this. They hungered for this. They prayed for this continuously without ceasing.
You looking at it from a woman point of view. I'm telling you about a man. A man is going to hear his wife say, I'm with
child.
I'm going
to
say, well, is it mine? Because I got to tell you that. And then that baby comes out right.
In the spirit,
right,
you can't keep going back to the flesh. Because if you do, you're going to miss the spirit, honey.
Hold on.
I want to say one thing, Phil. Joseph and Mary were both of dark skin. They were Galileans. They were Palestinian. And they were dark-skinned people. Now, we know that Jesus...
I don't care what color they are.
Now, hold on.
I don't care what color the skin is.
Mary, you got to let him finish.
Now, Jesus, you got to... See, she's coughing on purpose to try to keep me from saying
no,
the word
I'm
of
not.
God.
That's
she's got the devil.
It.
That's the devil speaking to her. She's going, no.
You
I'm trying to say what God wants, and
Christian,
the devil is jacking her up.
You make statements like that and
no,
claim
ma'am,
to be in the spirit.
All right, hold on.
If someone's coughing, I'm coughing because my throat is dry. It has nothing to do with the devil. It has nothing to do.
And everyone knows the Lord of the Flies. The Lord of the Flies, which is the devil, is jacking you up.
You know
and
what? It's that attitude that turns off people from looking and seeking after
Mary
the Lord.
Mary and Joseph were black, and yet Jesus popped out white. Ain't that going to piss a man off? Yeah. And what I'm saying is,
so wait a minute, every Jesus popped out white.
Oh, my God.
No, well, all right, she doesn't understand.
All right.
Oh, my God. What I understand is that you are now going into the flesh color.
No, I'm saying
and
everybody knows.
And there is neither male nor female. There is neither black or white in the spirit.
Oh, get out of here.
We're
you didn't know the dark kids of Jesus was a girl.
Of the same
are
race.
You trying to say his
you
name was Jessica
take a horse and you
right.
take a donkey, you can get a baby
a
from them. But they're always born sterile.
Hey,
why? Because they're not reproduced after their own kind.
No,
but you take a black man and a white woman, you will always have reproduction coming. Why? Because
we're the
same
race.
All right. You guys are not listening to each other, okay?
Well, she laughs. She's bringing up donkey shows. She's bringing up all these things in the flesh. And
because
I'm talking
you're
about
bringing
the
up the flesh.
Donkey shows?
Color.
She brought up a mule or something.
All right.
And it has absolutely nothing
Mary,
to do
with it. Mary, thank you. 1-800-449-86. And you, Pastor, I think you need to listen a little bit. And
I apologize, Phil. I appreciate so very much you bringing me on your program. And I apologize so very much. But I feel so strongly that I love God.
I believe you.
I love God. You have to understand, I'm always looking at these hard questions. How am I going to feel? Joseph, I'm pregnant. Is it mine? No. Oh, swell. See, that I don't know.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Rennick joins us from Joyful Union Congregation on what must have been going through Joseph's mind when his wife is pregnant by some other entity and he has to live through what the pastor calls this humiliation. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Kittens are tasty.
Mary,
the Phil Henry Show is back.
Your wife.
I'm talking with Pastor William Renick of Joyful Union Congregation, and I know your wife, Clara. She's been on our show a couple of times. But both of you are in your 40s, right?
In our 40s, but you have to understand something, Phil, that God made. God made in the original, the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. God made all things possible for the Hebrew people. God made Sarah, who'd been barren, with child. I'll tell you right now, Clara, my wife, 47 years old, she come to me and says, God, given me a baby. I'd love her and I'd hate her. I'd want to kiss her and I'd want to hit her. Because...
why?
Because it ain't mine.
Well, how do you know a man can have children?
I had a vasectomy back in 1991 as the result of a way of life that was so desolate, so disreputable, and so low. I had to have a vasectomy. Now she'd come to me and say, I'm with child. And then I'd say, who? And she'd say, God. Oh, man, I want to do something bad. And I think that's what Joseph wanted to do.
But you're saying Joseph wanted a speared baby Jesus with a farm implement.
I'm saying that would be my temptation. To go ahead and pick up a sieve or maybe one of those, I don't know, something that they used to... something you can use to prune the hedges with. And
okay, but the fact of the matter is that the kid was Jesus, and today as a Christian you must obviously recognize his divinity and so worship him.
I do, but I also feel for Joseph, because all the people are happy about it. Joseph's sitting in the middle, having to eat that. And I mean he's having to eat it and smile. A big dew sandwich, and he's taking a bite for all of us.
Let me go over to Latina. Hi, Latina. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Pastor Renick.
Yes.
Go ahead, Latina.
I would like to say that I believe that Joseph was as handpicked as Mary was by God. He was chosen to raise the baby Jesus, and when the angel came to Joseph, just as the angel came to Mary, and told Joseph that Mary was with child and that it was a child of the Holy Spirit, he believed what the angel said. It's called faith. And he walked it according to this. And every time that, like when Herod was searching for the baby Jesus to kill him, the angel didn't come to Mary. He came to Joseph and told Joseph to take the baby and go. And when Herod died, he came to Joseph and said, you can take the baby back to Jerusalem now. He communicated with Joseph. Joseph believed that Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
See, first of all, that's the way you buy a simple-minded man off. You say, hey, let me let you in on all of this. See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make your wife pregnant, but you can do all this stuff. See, in other words, you say, I make your wife pregnant, you're the guy got to take the kid and hide in the bush with him. See what I'm saying? Now, just because the angel come to Joseph and tell him this don't mean Joseph is liking it.
Well, I believe that Joseph was...
He might have sat there
and
said, yes, sir.
He accepted it,
no,
and it was faith, and you have a very simple and evil mind to...
Oh, no, ma'am, I'm a pastor. I don't believe in God Almighty,
I
but
don't care
you have to understand,
you don't believe it.
If you're a man and your wife and the baby pops out white, man, you want to poke it like a marshmallow.
No.
And,
wait a minute.
No, you do, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Not if you are in communication with God.
Well, you may be in communication with God, but then my line might be busy.
Believe it. It's called faith, Reverend. Do you have faith?
Of course I've got faith, ma'am.
Well,
I'm trying to look at this through the eyes of Joseph. And it's rumored the reason God was going to Joseph is because Mary might have had a drinking problem. God worried that she dropped the kid. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't follow you at all.
Well, ma'am, I'm the one that's up there preaching. And
what do you mean she had a drinking problem?
Who had a drinking problem?
Mary did. The mother of God.
Mary had a drinking problem?
Yes, ma'am. She was a little bit next to a jug. And the Lord wanted Joseph to make sure that the baby was cared for.
Well, I don't
Mary
know
was running out of Jerusalem.
You're reading.
With like a hair on fire. She dropped that kid on the pavement. Man, he bust open like a ripe egg. Now, Herod wanted to kill all the children. How do you know Joseph hadn't gone to him and said, look, I got a problem.
Wait a minute. What are you saying now, that Joseph conspired with Herod?
I don't know. If it was me, I might have.
He doesn't know anything.
If it was me, I might have poked that kid.
He shouldn't even be a minister.
Well, you know something? I'm a reverend. I would have. Okay, fine. But that kid would be like a s'more between two graham crackers and a...
Let me go on to another call here. 1-800-44... Because everything you're saying here has to do with violence against an infant, whether it was God or not.
No, I'm saying...
No, you're saying that it would be totally understandable if Joseph was so humiliated by the fact that his wife, quote, got knocked up by God and not him, that he'd want to poke the kid with a farm implement and conspire with Herod to have all the kids killed.
It's possible.
Sure, it's possible. Anything's possible. This is the thing about conspiracy theories, Reverend, that I hate. Nobody presents evidence. They just say, hey, isn't it possible that the moon is made out of green cheese? But they never present any evidence.
I'm presenting evidence by nature, by virtue of the fact that I'm a man. And
no, that's not enough evidence.
I'm a man. The man come to me and God said, I want to make your wife pregnant. Man, I'd be all over. I'd go wild all over him.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. David, go ahead.
William? That's your name, right, William?
Yes, sir. It's William Rennick.
All right, William. Well, I am a man. You spoke to two women. If God came to me and told me he wanted to, my wife to carry his child and it's going to be the savior of all men, I wouldn't want to kill that child.
Wait
I wouldn't
a minute.
Be,
how
I
do you
see,
know
it? No,
how do you know that God?
William, you let me make my point.
How do you know
point.
That God talking
William,
to you?
All right.
Let me make my point, and then I'll let you make yours.
Absolutely.
Give me my time, and I'll give you your time.
I think that's
understood?
Fair. I think
you
that's
understand?
Fair.
Do you
I
understand?
Think I think that's fair.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. I
all
think
right.
it's fair.
Well, make
I can
my
say
point
I understand, but I think it's
William,
fair.
William, can't nobody hear either one of us.
No, I understand that, but I think it's
time.
Fair, and I think you should say what you want to say, and I want you to go say that.
Okay.
Because you understand I got to have my say.
I know.
Not
hey,
to give and
I'm
take.
I'm going to listen to what you got to say.
See, that's a give and take.
This is a free country,
absolutely.
William. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and God...
Amen. Said,
Adam and Eve, eating the fruit of knowledge, gave us the knowledge of right and wrong.
Amen.
Okay. But me being a man, if I'm in... Now, I am a Christian. Now, I'm not a man of strong faith, but I am a Christian.
Praise God.
And I'm working real hard on what I have.
Praise God.
But if I'm in communication with God, and the angel comes to me and tells me that God wants my wife, my virgin wife, to be the mother of his child that's going to be the savior of all mankind, I'm not going to be eating humble pie. I'm going to be eating glorious pie and be telling everybody, hey, my wife is
going to
be eating
no pie.
And you're not letting me make my point.
Hold on for a minute.
Both
you gentlemen. Hold on. Both you gentlemen, hold on. This is Phil Henry. Pastor Rennick, that was inappropriate.
What?
That whole comment about pie.
He brought up pie and about eating it. And I said...
He's talking about eating humble pie. Go ahead, David.
All right. Thank you.
Damn.
All right. I would be honored, and I would go tell the whole world, hey, my wife is going to give birth to the Savior of mankind, the gateway for all of us to get to heaven, to spend eternity with God in a glorious place.
Throw a butterfly net on you.
William, let me say this. My other point is, nowhere in the Bible does it ever state Jesus' skin color. History has proven that his skin color was of a dark color because of the region he was from. And just to let you know, I'm from Mississippi. I do have many black friends. And
well,
God doesn't,
have, black
God
friends?
Doesn't
black.
Have any skin color at all. No, I'm white.
You white?
Yes.
How
but,
about that?
God doesn't have skin color. My point is, I would be honored.
I never heard a white man talk with such sense.
I would be
you
honored
make a
as
lot
a man.
Of, I just want to say, you make a lot of sense for a white man. I'm paying you a compliment. The most of the white people I've talked to, they don't have the sense to get in out of the rain. You sound like a smart man.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
But
yeah, look, the Bible did say he had wool-like hair. And let's see who has hair like that. Let me see. Who has wool-like hair? Oh, look like a black man. Now, I want to say one other thing.
Well, because of the region he was in, he had to have been a man of dark.
You talk about eating humble pie?
He in the region that he was from.
God got the whole pie.
All right. Pastor Rennick, nobody seems to be able to get through to you the fact that Joseph was imbued with the Spirit of God and probably was happy that that his wife was carrying. You want to see it as Joseph was a man who was humiliated.
I don't know. I'm just saying a lot of these people want to think that. But
because
what
we're
if,
people of faith and we believe
right.
what we read in the Bible.
Well, I think that it's possible. Don't you think it's possible that Joseph wanted to spear that kid like
possible.
A pig at a frat party?
For a true man
right.
of God, it
right.
is not possible.
Absolutely.
William.
All right, David, thank you very much for your call. And there's an awful lot of violent imagery here, Pastor Rennick. Do you use this in your sermon?
Bill, I speak the way the Spirit moved me. And I say with love. I say this with love, that God Jesus into the world, and Joseph took one look at that baby and wanted to cook it like a pig in a luau. And I...
That's all we need to this week from Pastor William Renick. Joseph must have been really jealous. Merry Christmas. 1-800, by the way, tomorrow night your wife's going to be on.
On what?
On my show.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. Clara, I love her very much. She come to me and says, hey, God, give me a baby. I'd say, all right, let's get an overnight bag for you. It's time.
Time to go to the hospital and give birth to the baby?
Yeah, sure.
Jeez.
All right, 1-800, sorry, Pastor, I don't mean to be so stupid. 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy coming up in a few minutes on The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Roasting marshmallows on the everlasting bonfire.